She was born as white-hot pain drained from her head, pounding her fists on a transparent wall. Under her bruised hands, the crystal barrier bounced and fought until at last, booming like a giant bell, it shattered in surrender. Distant doors opened. Go. She flung herself out into welcoming darkness. Free. Instantly, confusion overwhelmed relief. Floating now, she reached with aching fingers to a splinter of crystal, glinting as it spun. One touch sent it twisting away into a gathering wind. Pain faded, relief a pure bliss. Her thoughts settled, eyes locking on the crystal shards orbiting her, tumbling and sparkling in the night. Crystals? Or ice? Revolving and twinkling, flashing lazily in the growing wind. She plucked a fragment from the rushing darkness, long and razor-edged, warm in her fingers, so warm for ice. She let it float free, focusing on the lights circling her. So pretty. Glowing shapes and words of emerald, ruby and sapphire, spinning in shadow. Blissful relief. She savoured it even as the wind strengthened, stirring urgency through her veins. The lights slowed. Ice shards became almond glass. Below, dark waters hurtled upward. Moments from impact, she twisted cat-like, feet pointing instinctively. She hammered through the surface with the force of a car crash. Only her perfect entry saved her life. Glass daggers stabbed the water as she plunged deep, the churning water above mirroring the confusion inside. Long pale hair blossomed in a spreading halo above her as she slowed. Then a shaft of bubbles lanced through the water, a dark flower blooming at its tip. Another and another and another, each closer than the last, tracking toward her. Each strange blossom beautiful yet somehow threatening. The next explosion smashed directly above and around her, grazing her neck, tearing free something black and shiny that gouged her before falling into the silent depths. A bubble spear lunged straight for her head, one hand lashed up to intercept through water like molasses, twisting her whole body as she thrust. An instant too late. The high caliber round bloomed, peeling open to club her forehead with stunning force. Blackness whirled, but something deep inside struggled and clawed, forcing it back. The impact reawoke a pain lurking within, deeper than thought, more intimate. Another explosion and something caught in her hair, tugging. She slowed, still sinking, still turning, the water clearing as bubbles wobbled in slow upward retreat. Frothing impacts tore into the dark water above, each explosion a spike to her ears. Hold your breath. High velocity rounds. Get away. Wondering where that thought came from, the pain in her head flared into agony. Swim. Her limbs responded clumsily at first. Something tugged in her hair, but she ignored it. Her throat tightened as she fought the urge to breathe. The explosion stopped, and for long seconds she swam fiercely through cold, dark waters before an angling upward toward faint fairy lights far above. Behind her, a beam of light stabbed down. They're looking. Desperate for breath, her lungs burned, echoing the pain in her head. The dim lights glimmered overhead, a rippling liquid mirror beckoning, seductively close. Not yet. Too soon. Just two more strokes, then air. No, two more. Just two more. Again. Her lungs screamed. One more. One more. The light moved away. Up! She exploded into air, gulping a single lungful before diving again, mind overriding body as her chest fought like a trapped animal to breathe. Again something tugged in her hair, and again she ignored it, staying underwater, heading towards shore by the afterimages of dark buildings and docks glimpsed above, of office lights high up. 10 seconds, 20, lungs bursting, she swam on. 30 seconds, still she swam. Suddenly the searching light above vanished, a curtain drawn steadily across it. She froze, drifting upward, before struggling lungs forced her to claw her way up. Breaking free of the water, she sucked in grateful gulps of air. Two arms' length above, tightly fitted boards blocked the questing light. She bobbed in the cold water as a powerful beam shone from a high rise, swooping and circling, seeking. It swept the wharf she'd surfaced beneath, momentarily making her flinch back underwater, as if they could see through wood. Stupid, she told herself, against the roaring pain in her head, and broke the surface again. Once more a tug at her scalp, scratching the back of her neck. She grabs something jagged and sharp, tearing hair to yank it free. A shiny flower, its peeled back petals, rag and metal, glinting as the beams stabbed again across the boards above. For a few seconds she floated in the water, panting, staring at the vicious sculpture in her hand. On impulse, she folded sharp petals back shut, one by one, unfamiliar snow-white hairs still trapped between the torn edges. Closed back up, it made a bud the length of her middle finger. A high-velocity round. You'd be dead if they'd used low-velocity.